board process to bring them down to $100 million, and then to use our toxics program as set forth in Rule 1402 to bring them down within the regulatory limits in that regulation. So I guess in answer to the question, does that mean 0.05, and I'm assuming that's nanograms, throughout the entire city? It is the hexavalent chrome, an acceptable hexavalent chrome level is site specific, meaning it depends very much on the distance of the chrome emitter to a resonance or a sensitive receptor.
Okay, we're waiting to see if any other questions or comments come through. It's 6:52 p.m. at this point. We'll give it another minute. Okay, we've received two more questions. The first question is, why aren't there other chemicals being monitored? In the notice of intent to issue a permit to operate, you mentioned that the medical waste services releases carbon monoxide, nitrogen oxides, volatile organic compounds, particulate matter, and sulfur oxides could be emitted from this facility. Please discuss what their health effects are for each. I'm going to ask Kurt Weiss to address this.
So again, we're here to talk about the hexavalent chrome facilities in the city of Paramount. We are focused on hexavalent chrome because the monitoring that we initially did in Paramount indicated that there were high levels of hexavalent chrome. The levels were concerning, and as a result, we've taken significant actions to address those high chrome levels.
Okay, the next question received is, has Carlton Forge now exceeded the three allowable notices of violation since Rule 1430 went into place? Will they be required now to install heightened odor controls as what they are using is not working?
This is Marion Coleman. We have issued notices of violations to Carlton Forge, and we are evaluating those notices at this time.
Okay, so now we're waiting to see if there are additional questions or comments. The next question we've received is, since you are avoiding my question, please point me in the right direction with a name and a number on who I can contact for more questions regarding other issues than Chrome 6.
Well, I'm assuming that, this is Kurt Weiss again, the questions are about the medical waste facility.
Hi, this is Amir Dezhbakhsh. With regards to the questions, and I presume you're asking questions regarding the medical waste services, I presume you have a copy of the public notice because you were quoting the information from the public notice. In the public notice, there is the name of Mr. Andrew Lee, who is a senior engineering manager in charge of permitting that piece of equipment. Please direct your concerns or comments regarding medical waste to Mr. Andrew Lee. The address for the comments is available on the public notice.
The next question is, have any other forging companies received NOV since December 2016?
No, this is Marion Coleman. I believe there has not been any since December, other than Carlton Forge.
Okay, we're gonna give it a couple minutes for any additional questions or comments. Next question, has any other foraging companies received 14 notices of violation in 3 months? Does this not seem extreme, and is there a sense of urgency on the part of AQMD because there is on the part of the residents living beside this facility?
This is Kurt Weiss again. I think the answer, the previous answer addressed this. There haven't been any foraging companies that have received notices of violation, at least under Rule 1430, and certainly I'm not aware that any foraging companies have received 14 notices of violation. This is a situation that we're continuing to evaluate. We're very much aware of the situation with Carlton Forge, and we're very much focused on it.
This is Susan Nakamura. Well before Carlton Forge reached the 14 notices of violation, we, the South Coast AQMD, reached out to Carlton Forge and did a couple of things. One of the things that we had done is we went out to the facility to look to better understand where the source of odors were coming from, in addition to the inspector's evaluations of the odor complaints. So well, as we worked with Carlton Forge, they added a carbon bed scrubber to their north bag house. And then they were, they're also adding in what is, it's kind of like a vestibule into the main entrance into their grinding house. And then we also provided some other suggestions of things that they might want to look on the forging part of their operation. So we met with them, provided some suggestions of where we felt that there could be improvements in terms of sealing up the grinding room and to better mitigate the odor that were coming out from the grinding room. So we've been continuing to work with them. They provide us with periodic updates, and we'll continue to work with them as we implement Rule 1430. So we just wanna, this is Susan Nakamura again, for the NOVs, those were all for odors. At Carlton Forge.
Next question is, how many notices of violation has Carlton Forge received since 1430 went into effect? Are the suggestions binding or can they be ignored by Carlton Forge? Is Warren Buffett aware of the situation?
So we're, in regards, this is Susan Nakamura, in regards to the number of notices of violations received after 1430 went into effect, we think there was either two or three NOVs, and the suggestions that we had provided were suggestions that we had provided prior to the adoption of Rule 1430, and as you know, 1430 does have a provision that depending on the number of odor events that the facility receives, that there's a menu of options that the facility is required to implement to address the odors coming from their grinding operation. And as Marion explained, that we are looking at if they've reached the confirmed odor complaints to trigger additional measures that they would then be required to implement. And in regards to your question, is Warren Buffett aware of the situation? We don't know that information. We are communicating with the staff that's at Carlton Forge, and we're not aware of the communications that they have with their own company and corporation.
Okay. Another minute. Are there any other questions? Okay, we just received a comment that we appreciate, saying thank you for your commitment to Paramount. We are dedicated to be here. And the next conference call will be on Tuesday, May 10th. And I think this probably concludes the call. We don't have any additional questions. Again, the next conference call is scheduled for Tuesday, May 10th at 6:30. Same call-in information. Thank you so much, everyone. Yes.